You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Greetings, friends. We are continuing with the study on the Sabbath, how it was changed from Saturday to Sunday illegally without authorization from God by man, and pick it up where we left off here. You know, after the temple was destroyed, there was this shift of sentiment against anything that could be considered, you know, Jewish, keeping the Sabbath, things like that. In 70 AD, the temple was destroyed. A lot of people understand that. But when the Bible, the New Testament, was finished written, in 32 to 135, there was a Roman emperor, Hadrian. He banished all Jews from what was called at that time Palestine. In other words, he kicked them out. And these wars against the Jews took place after the book of Acts was finished. So it's not recorded for us, but history records it. And it put tremendous pressure on the early church, which included a lot of Gentiles, to abandon anything that appeared Jewish, including the Sabbath, because Sunday was beginning to be popular throughout the Roman Empire as a day of worship with Christians, because it went back to the pagan roots. The pagans kept Sunday as a day of worship already, and as more and more people became Christian, God's laws started to become apostatized. And some Christian leaders that, you know, history calls the church fathers, but I want to say just one thing. They're not my fathers. But because of all of the pagan teachings that have been incorporated into Christianity, they refer to them as their fathers. And they had Sunday as a, day for sun worship. They began to yield to temptation and switch from the Sabbath to Sunday. It started very slow, just a trickle. And the excuse that they used was, well, Jesus rose on Sunday. And it became the rationalizing excuse for conforming with pagans and abandoning anything that, like I said, the world would consider Jewish. Thus, these compromising Christians, think about it. They used a fact that Jesus rose on Sunday as an excuse to violate and break one of God's commandments. What is sin? 1 John 3:4, transgression of the law, violating God's law. That is sin. So you use the fact that Jesus rose on Sunday as in a justification for sinning? I don't see the connection. You know, it's sort of like looking for loopholes. If we can't find any, let's just invent some. It is unreal, but if you study how this happened, history shows us. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.